ways that this military base ties us in a macabre fashion with so much of the world. From the violence it's taught to people in Latin America, to the violence it's now sending around the Middle East and Asia. Just think that right behind us, they are not only training people to use drones to kill people overseas, but they're also testing out these weapons. And each itineration of these weapons is more and more macabre. In fact, what they're doing now is testing out here autonomous drones that will be pre-programmed to go to X part of the world, Y and Z, and just kill them. That is being done right behind these gates. I recently returned from Pakistan and was at a rally like this with hundreds and hundreds of people who welcomed us when we came on the stage saying, welcome, welcome, we want peace, knowing that what our government was giving them death and destruction. And so we are here in a unified way to say that it is our job to force our government to change what our military is doing behind these gates. And instead of bringing death and destruction around the world, we must demand that our government brings peace to the rest of the world. And one of the positive ways who have been doing it here are in front of the Air Force bases around this country that are piloting those drones that are killing people from Afghanistan to Pakistan to Yemen to Somalia. And one more thing that I just learned today that is very exciting is that the example set by the yearly gathering here at SOA Watch is now going to be replicated on the opposite side of our country in San Diego, where General Atomics is making those Predator and Reaper drones that are killing so many people overseas. So you will now know that starting in April, the first year of gathering outside General Atomics will be in the honor of SOA Watch and the spirit of SOA Watch. So look out, Fred, come join us in San Diego. We will bring these protests in the spirit of SOA all over this country till we get a government that teaches love and peace and compassion and kindness, not killing. Thank you.